You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 26, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the Supreme Court Haitian TPS ruling changes everything. On June 25, 2026, the United States Supreme Court delivered a monumental decision in the case of Mullen versus Doe. By a 6-3 vote, the conservative majority cleared the path for the federal government to terminate temporary protected status designations for approximately 350,000 Haitian and 6,000 Syrian nationals living lawfully in the United States. The ruling was a massive blow to immigrant justice advocates. It permanently alters the landscape of American immigration law. The conservative majority broadly interpreted the governing statute to block federal courts from reviewing statutory challenges to the program under the Administrative Procedure Act. Consequently, this ruling effectively grants the executive branch near unfettered, unreviewable discretion over these critical humanitarian designations. Furthermore, the court dismissed arguments that the policy shifts were rooted in racial discrimination, ignoring highly publicized, racially charged statements made by executive officials. For hundreds of thousands of individuals who have built families and careers in the United States, this ruling marks the end of an era of legal protection. To understand the legal mechanics of the decision, one must return to the program's inception. Congress established temporary protected status as a humanitarian safeguard under the Immigration Act of 1990. Signed into law by President George H.W. Bush, the program was designed to provide safety for foreign nationals already present in the United States who could not return to their home country safely. Specifically, the statute created three triggers for this relief: ongoing armed conflict, environmental disasters, or other extraordinary and temporary conditions. Crucially, Congress designed the program to be a temporary form of relief. It provides beneficiaries with work permits and protection from deportation, but it does not lead to permanent residency or citizenship. Over the decades, however, the program evolved. Because many crises abroad dragged on for decades, successive administrations of both political parties repeatedly extended these designations. This practice created a state of legal limbo. Hundreds of thousands of families built lives, careers, and communities in the United States over 10, 15, or 20 years. Yet, they technically remained on temporary status, leaving them vulnerable to shifts in executive policy. Haiti's history with the program illustrates how compounding natural and political disasters transformed a temporary humanitarian measure into a multi-decade lifeline. On January 12, 2010, a catastrophic 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, killing over 300,000 people and displacing 1.5 million others. In response, Obama administration Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano designated Haiti for temporary protected status. This designation protected tens of thousands of undocumented Haitians in the United States from being returned to a shattered nation. Rather than recovering, the nation was hit by a continuous sequence of devastating events. A deadly cholera epidemic introduced by United Nations peacekeepers killed nearly 10,000 people and sickened over 700,000. This public health crisis was followed by Hurricane Sandy in 2012 and Hurricane Matthew in 2016. In July 2021, the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse plunged the nation into a severe political collapse. Armed gangs seized control of the capital, Port-au-Prince, causing a complete breakdown of state authority. To understand the deep context of these ongoing conflicts, it is vital to examine how the historic struggles of Haiti have historically shaped global politics. These compounding disasters prompted the Biden administration to repeatedly extend and expand these designations. The legal architecture of the recent ruling was built on the foundations of a legal battle fought during the first Trump administration. In late 2017 and early 2018, the Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced the termination of designations for Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Sudan. The administration argued that the extraordinary conditions from the original disasters, such as the 2010 earthquake, had resolved. Immigrant rights advocates sued in federal court in a case known as Ramos versus Nielsen. They argued that the administration violated the Administrative Procedure Act by abruptly shifting how it evaluated country conditions, willfully ignoring intervening crises like cholera and hurricanes. Furthermore, they argued that the decision violated the Equal Protection Clause, pointing to a history of racial animus. During a January 2018 meeting, President Trump had notoriously referred to Haiti and African nations with highly derogatory language, questioning why the United States could not bring in more immigrants from nations like Norway. While a federal district court initially blocked the terminations, subsequent litigation and administrative redesignations under the Biden administration kept those protections in place until the second Trump administration took office. In late 2025, the second Trump administration made ending temporary protected status a primary policy priority. Former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the terminations for Syria and Haiti. Nationals from both countries sued, and lower courts once again issued pauses on the terminations. The Supreme Court expedited the case, consolidating them under the name of current Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. The June 25, 2026, 6-3 decision established a highly restrictive precedent. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito held that federal courts are completely barred by the text of the Immigration and Nationality Act from reviewing statutory challenges to these terminations. Specifically, the statute, codified at 8 U.S.C., Section 1254AB5A, explicitly states that there is no judicial review of any determination of the Secretary. The majority ruled that this bar covers not only the final decision, but the entire administrative process leading up to it. Consequently, even if the agency completely ignores statutory guidelines or fails to conduct required reviews, federal courts cannot intervene. Addressing the equal protection claim, the conservative majority dismissed arguments that the terminations were racially motivated. Activists had presented a record of biased statements, including public comments disparaging Haitian immigrants. However, Justice Alito ruled that because the administration could provide race-neutral justifications for ending the status, the presence of racial rhetoric did not invalidate the official policy. This creates a highly restrictive precedent for future civil rights cases. Under this standard, as long as an executive agency provides a standard, face-neutral policy rationale on paper, courts will overlook highly visible, racially motivated public rhetoric from political leaders. In a sharp dissent, Justice Elena Kagan criticized the majority for refusing to address the offensive public statements targeted at Haitian immigrants. Legal scholars argue that this decision effectively eviscerates established legal tests for detecting discriminatory intent. The ruling shifts the balance of power, concentrating authority in the federal executive branch. It illustrates the ongoing tensions of state versus nation power in defining and protecting civil rights. The termination of protections for Haiti and Syria is projected to cause widespread economic and social disruption. According to amicus briefs filed by local governments, Haitian beneficiaries contribute $4.4 billion annually to the United States gross domestic product. In Florida, which hosts the largest Haitian diaspora of approximately 93,000 individuals, these residents contribute $300 million in federal and payroll taxes and $306 million in state and local taxes every year. Local governments warn that losing these tax bases will force cuts to essential public services. Furthermore, the ruling will cause severe labor shortages in key sectors. A high percentage of Haitian beneficiaries are employed in healthcare, agriculture, and elder care, which are already struggling with staffing shortages. Because the average Haitian beneficiary has lived in the United States for 13 to 15 years, the sudden loss of status threatens to tear families apart. This disruption echoes historical struggles for economic justice for Black workers, who have long fought for fair treatment in the labor force. Tens of thousands of these individuals have American-born children, creating a devastating choice between family separation and returning to dangerous conditions. The response from civil rights and social justice organizations has been swift and severe. Leaders of major Black civil rights groups strongly condemn the ruling, calling it a devastating betrayal of families. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson argued that the decision was heavily fueled by anti-Black sentiment in immigration policy. Other leaders accused the court of endorsing cruel and xenophobic behavior that ignores basic human dignity. In response, Black-led immigrant advocacy networks are actively organizing. Groups such as the Haitian Bridge Alliance and the Black Alliance for Just Immigration are establishing community defense networks and providing legal advice to affected families. They are also organizing advocacy efforts to press Congress for immediate legislative relief. They argue that Congress must pass emergency legislation to establish a permanent pathway to citizenship for long-term beneficiaries. Without swift congressional action, hundreds of thousands of individuals face the immediate threat of deportation to nations still devastated by conflict and collapse. Copyright, African Elements.